Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right, we're just a few short hours away for something we haven't seen in 25 years. That is an Eastern Conference game at the Mecca at Madison Square Garden. So I'm going to give you guys the top five reasons the Knicks will advance to the NBA Finals.
Number one, dudes. Number two, dogs. Number three, I'm just kidding.
Do you think that I'm not that creative? Damage. Am I a little bit more creative?
Dudes, dogs, and damage. And dudes, dog, and damage times two.
Damn it, I need a new list. All right, hit it, Connor.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five is revenge. Not on the Pacers, because we know the Pacers didn't beat the Knicks last year, but on attrition. And I understand there's some new pieces here, Cat, Bridges, and there's some guys that are gone, but there's still a lot of players on this team that were hurt last year, whether it's Brunson, whether it's OG, Josh Hart, Mitchell Robinson. So revenge to me is the big storyline here, and they've even talked about it, whether it be JB or Hart here. Revenge, not on the Pacers, but on attrition. This team is fully healthy and they're ready to go.
Nine guys last year in that best of seven series averaged 10 minutes or more. Mitchell Robinson, who only played one game. OG Anunoby, who only played three games. Alec Burks, who isn't here anymore. Ihart, who's over winning a title with OKC. And Dante DiVincenzo. It is so different from a year ago.
It is. And when you see that many guys, you know that it is not a Tibbs team. Playing that many minutes, it's not a tip.
Right.
Here we go.
Number four.
It's Karl-Anthony Towns. The style of play the Pacers want to play, and they're a front-running team, the pace, no pun intended, really fits Karl-Anthony Towns. He was coming off, he had a great game six, but I would say a rough series against the Celtics. I think the style of play that Indiana wants to run, a lot of three-pointers, they want to get up and down, that's going to fit right in the wheelhouse of Karl-Anthony Towns. I think he has a monster, monster series. In fact, I think he will be the best player. It'll still be JB's team, but we'll look back on this series and go, Karl-Anthony Towns became a Nick in this series.
Well, hold on. Now, you may have forgotten this, because I have forgotten this. A lot of us have forgotten this, because it's new. We actually have an Eastern Conference Finals MVP award. That's a thing. That exists. It started about 3 years ago.
I did not know that.
So, yeah, most people are like, what?
What are you talking about?
No, it's true. It started, I think, in 2022. They've had three of these.
Right, so there's a Western, too, right?
Eastern, of course. Right. It's kind of like baseball, how there's an NLCS MVP and an ALCS MVP.
Well, who won it last year?
Which one are we asking?
The Eastern Conference.
Last year, I think it was Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown won Eastern Conference MVP and then Finals MVP.
Right.
The year before that was probably Jimmy Butler. And I think the year before that was Jason Tatum. So it's, again, it's new. So to your point, if you think Cat is going to be the man in this series, are you predicting that Karl-Anthony Towns will win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP award?
I am. JB will have his clutch moments. He will be the reason they win in these close games, but it will be Cat statistically that will win the MVP.
I wonder what the Vegas line is on that. You can't vote on it here.
But I know. I got to find it somewhere else because you can't make that those
bets. You can't
make
the bet here, but it's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You never know.
We got to call my cousin Vinny who in Jersey.
I got to tell you, the one thing that Cat could do this in this series that he didn't really do consistently in the Boston series is rebound. Mm. Remember early in the year, he was a rebounding machine.
And Indiana's weakness is they struggle rebounding.
Yes. So if they're going to take a lot of shots and miss some, it could benefit Cat in that regard.
Here we go.
Number three.
We touched on this gentleman earlier in the show. You can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app in the rewind function. And that's Reggie Miller. See, karma's undefeated. And Reggie, who's doing every single game here, is going to run his mouth, because that's all he's good for these days. He's going to run his mouth about Indiana and their great fans and how New York fans are this, that, and the other, and they think they're God's gift to basketball. And Reggie is going to have to eat some crow, some big crow here. And I think the karma, along with the coalition, and we know Reggie's in it, Reggie Miller is going to be a big reason why the Knicks win this series.
The one thing I'm interested to see with Reggie Miller is if he gives the Knicks credit when it's due.
He's going to go overboard. It's going to be obnoxious.
God's actually, gift to basketball.
He's going
to
go the other way.
Right.
And you're going to see right through it. You're not going to like it.
Here we go.
Number two.
The Knicks they went into the playoffs, and I think a lot of people doubted them. Obviously, they got smoked by all the elite teams this year. And they've risen to the occasion in the playoffs. And I think that first series against Detroit got them battle tested.
No doubt.
A team that was spunky, a team that was physical, and a Detroit Piston team, and I think a fan base that thought, we're going to bully the Knicks. We're going to beat them. We're going to muscle them around. And the Knicks were able to match that, and I think that really did them a lot of good in the series against Boston, and it's going to carry over in this series against Indiana.
What really pisses me off is that I'm so right about something, and I don't want to have to remind you how right I am because it pains me how right I was. As the Knicks were losing all of these regular season games to elite teams, mm-hmm. and even Tommy lost his confidence because he said, yeah, right now I think the Celtics would beat us in six. What I would argue with him about, and I would argue with Knicks fans about, was how it didn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I would tell you, none of this matters, and here's why. Something may happen in the first round of the playoffs that's going to change things for your team, or injuries will affect that team you face in the second round. And so, obviously, that doesn't mean I predicted this to happen for the Knicks. I did not. I'm not saying I did. But what I did remind you during the regular season is stop freaking out about 0-11 against good teams. And between what happened in the Boston series, between what you just described, and I completely agree with you about what happened in the Detroit series, now it toughened up this team, maybe next year you'll listen to me when I remind you that losing or winning regular season games doesn't mean a hill of beans. So before you finish this list, or really before this show ends, I would appreciate a good, hey, Ev, you were right about that one.
You were right, but you were also wrong about, they should just lose and get to the four seed so they don't have to face Boston.
Well, they would have beaten Cleveland. It would have worked, too.
They both would have worked.
But they wouldn't have home court advantage in the Eastern Conference Finals. Listen, I'm not saying I was right about individual things that led here. I did not pick the Knicks to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. I ain't going to lie about that.
Let's go next.
I don't think a lot of people did.
No. I'm saying, in general, when we were talking about the regular season and Knicks fans were freaking out about 0-11, how many times did I have to remind everybody, you got to calm down about this stuff? It doesn't matter. And by the time we get to May, here we are, you will barely remember this stuff if things go differently in April, which is exactly what happened.
Well, it's interesting because it's not related. Like, it doesn't mean anything right now. The fact that they lost to the Celtics every time and the Cavaliers.
That's my point.
OKC may matter. You may come back to that if they do get to the NBA Finals.
No, you better not.
And it's against OKC. You just use it as a point of reference.
Why?
But it doesn't matter.
They beat the Celtics after getting their asses kicked in every game they played against them until the end. Like, I don't want to hear it. If they're playing the Thunder and you cite regular season games, I mean, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to lose my mind. That's all. Nice. You can do it. But it's going to be like, oh my God, banging the head against the wall. Anyhow, what's number one?
You were right, and thank it's your you. Chance to peacock, but it is hard to tell a sports fan not to get emotional during a regular season win or lose. That's a hard thing to do, and I'll remember that on those drive-home Ricos when the Mets lose a series to the Pirates in August.
There is a difference, though. As emotional as I get on those drive-home Ricos, or as emotional as I got during regular season basketball games when my team actually mattered, I never say, this means we can't win in the postseason, or... No. Doesn't matter. We can't win in the... Like, there's different extremes. Like, being upset about an individual game, I'll raise my hand. I do that all the time. But there's context to it. And you lost all context, but it's all right.
Still number one.
Not a big context person. Number one, the king of New York, Jalen Brunson. Now, I spoke to the mayor's office. Not really, but I did, but not really. When the Knicks win the NBA Finals, Midtown Manhattan will be renamed Brunson. So Evan will have to go. We work in Brunson. You have to drive to Brunson. There's a lot of traffic in Brunson. Madison Square Garden will be located in Brunson. From here till eternity, mayor's office, not really kidding, but not kidding, will be renamed Brunson.
All right.
Well, there you go.
It's my fetish!
Sean will be back tomorrow, and someone should inform Sean that tomorrow he needs to pay his dues. Tomorrow should be the day that Sean has to dress in orange and blue face paint because the Mets fell out of first place, something he guaranteed would not happen. And in my opinion, the reason why tomorrow is perfect, assuming you guys sign off on it, mm-hmm. is either it will be celebrating a Knicks victory or mocking a Knicks loss. Like, either one works.
I made a lot of mistakes in life.
So we should tell.
Colors are the same.
Yeah. Even
the
though
Mets,
it's
the Met colors for the Mets.
Right.
They're just different.
Yes. So I think it should be tomorrow. Do you approve that?
I approve that.
All right. Well, we'll let Sean know
and
about
it doesn't
that.
Interfere with his anniversary dinner.
No, it doesn't interfere with anything.
That was supposed to be, what, Friday?
Right. Whatever it was supposed to be. Look, the guy's got to show up to work sometime, so he'll be here tomorrow, and he should be dressed in orange and blue.
Nice.
Now, before we get back to your calls, the Mets made a lineup change today, pretty significant one. Starling Marte is batting second, and Juan Soto got dropped to 3, and Pete Alonso got dropped to 4. If you're just tuning in, I do not like this idea. I actually hate this idea. But I want to be open-minded. Tommy told me you should be open-minded. So the manager of the New York Mets has explained his decision. So let's hear from Carlos Mendoza.
Yeah, trying to move, you know, shuffle some things around. I'm not a guy that likes to overreact. Like consistency, give guys chances. But I just felt today was a day to move some people around, and especially the guys at the top, you know. Facing a lefty, I knew I was going to go Soto third and Pete fourth, looking for a right-handed bat to hit in that two hole. And he came down to Mark or Marte, and I decided to go with Marte today. That's what he's here, you know, especially against a left-handed pitching. And, you know, it also makes my decision a lot easier when I go up to someone like Pete Alonso and kind of like, hey, man, this is what I'm thinking. It's like, I'm all up for it. Soto, this is what I'm thinking. It's like, whatever you need, Skip, you know. It makes my job a lot easier when I'm making these decisions.
Well, that's good. At least they had a good attitude about it. Pete liked it. Juan liked it.
We can do damage.
I just don't like it because Starling Marte right now, and I hope he goes 4-for-4, it's just not that good. Like, even against lefties this year, he's hitting .222 with a .700 OPS. Like, he is not an impactful hitter. And to me, when you're batting second, you need to be either the best hitter on the team or the second best hitter on the team. So if you wanted, this is what I would say to Mendy, if you wanted a right-handed bat in the two-hole, not named Pete Alonso, I would have probably gone Mark Vientos. Honestly, I would have gone that. I wouldn't have loved it either, but I would have loved it more than Marte.
Why Vientos over? Just because he has a chance to hit?
He's better.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. He's a better hitter. Even in a down year, he's a better hitter. But there's the explanation from Carlos on why he did it. And honestly, what I would have done is flip-flopped Pete and Juan if you wanted to do that, which is the lineup I suggested at the beginning of the season that he mocked. And I got to tell you, I think Mendy didn't want to do it because he didn't want to admit I was right. He sat there, knowed me, mocked me. Even the other day when you brought it up, he's like, yeah, we're not going to do that. I think in the back of his mind, he's like, I can't have Alonso bat second. The next time I see that schlub, he's going to remind me. So instead, he forces Starling Marte down our throats, which is far worse.
No, they could do it. I mean, the Yankees do it. Their best hitter hits second. Right.
Well, they move it a lot.
Like, they do. Judge is all over the place.
Judge is 2-3-2-3. Right. Like, they move it all the time. In fact, I got to check today's lineup because I think Paul Goldschmidt is out of the lineup tonight against Jacob deGrom. In fact, he is going heavy on the lefties. They got Grisham, Rice, Judge. So Grisham 1, Rice 2, Judge 3, DH day for Judgy.
Mm-hmm.
Cody 4, Dominguez 5, Volpe 6, Wells 7, LeMahieu 8, Yorbit Vivas batting 9th. So I guess they figured, you know what, let's get a DH day for Judge. Let's get Rice in the lineup. And let's not have Paul Goldschmidt deal with Jacob deGrom. Mm. Now I'm curious, Jacob deGrom's career numbers against Paul
right.
Goldschmidt.
Interesting that the DJ, he hasn't been at third yet, has he?
No, they're only playing him at second base.
Yeah.
That's it. By the way, here are some career numbers against Jacob deGrom. Trent Grisham, 1-for-1 with a home run. Mm. But that wasn't in the playoffs. Like, did he hit a home run off Jake in the postseason? I'm not sure. But Paul Goldschmidt, by the way, is 1-for-8.
Ooh.
And DJ LeMahieu is 3-for-19 against Jake. And Cody Bellinger is 3-for-16 against Jake, which you have to expect. I mean, Jacob deGrom is one of the most dominant pitchers of our era. Mm-hmm. Most guys are not going to have really good numbers against him. Let's get back to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Pete in Massapequa. Hey, Pete.
Oh, my God. How you guys doing? I train biceps and triceps on hold.
Nice. That's impressive.
My entire workout, man. You're killing me.
It's almost beach time, so that's good. You're welcome. You're welcome.
53 years old, 5'10", 240, hey. 6% body fat.
Keep grinding, bro.
Wow.
Could I add a couple of quick things? One, I wanted to comment about the guy with the cruise. Within 24, 48 hours, up to 2 weeks, you can get your money back. You only put down like a $300 deposit. I go on cruises every year.
Right.
So that's nonsense. You get this money back. You can always watch the games on sea. You can watch them when you pull into the ports. You use your phone. So the guy's crazy. I mean, that's not.
Yeah, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll absolutely be fine.
Right, he's overthinking it.
I want to ask you, Bush. Why do people complain about it? But the point is, why can't the other teams do it? Why is it such a big deal to actually do it if you have a good offensive line and a mobile quarterback?
Why are the Eagles the only team that effectively does the tush-push?
So we did this last year, and we've talked about it a couple of times now, but the Eagles are just coached better. They have one of the best offensive line coaches in football, and all those guys, you don't see their helmets. When the ball is snapped, their helmets are on the ground. And then there's an old, stupid cliche that actually is true in football, any level. Low man wins. And so if you get all five, really seven, because you put two tight ends, all five of their heads in the ground, pushing simultaneously together, they're going to win. Other teams try to do it, but there's one or two or maybe three guys whose heads are up, and they get pushed back. And so it stops momentum. The Eagles are just coached better.
They're well coached. They've got tremendous players,
yes,
and they do it better than everybody else.
Period.
And that is why. And I don't like the Philadelphia
Eagles.
It's
as simple as that. It really is as simple as that.
And to me, it's as simple as I wouldn't ban something just because one team is so much better than everyone else at doing that one thing.
I agree.
Everyone's just got to step up.
Right.
Naomi is calling from North Belmar. How are you, Naomi?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. Well,
thank you for making it.
Well, I see you every week, actually. I work at the gate you enter at City Field. I always talk to you.
How about that? There you go.
Yeah, finally get through. I always tell you I'm going to call. So you were talking about planning around sports, and I thought it was great marrying a sports nut until our first child was born, and they were releasing me from the hospital on a Sunday, and he refused to take me home because it was Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. And he said, if you think I'm going to sit in the house with your mother and all your friends and a crying baby. So
awesome.
He came to the hospital. Yeah, we watched the game in the hospital, and he brought me home the next day.
Wow.
At least you got to watch the game with him.
That's true.
Yeah, we did. So total sports nuts in this house.
Wow, that is something.
We're actually at the Knick game tonight. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Have a good time. Have a good time tonight. By the way, Trent Grisham hit a home run against the Grom in the playoffs, too.
Did he really?
Yeah. Game tying home run.
Oh, he's definitely going yard.
So Trent Grisham has at least two home runs against Jake in three plate appearances. Mm.
You think Jake remembers that?
I would think so.
Of course he does.
Absolutely.
Pitchers remember everything.
I would think so, especially someone like him.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what Jake's got to do? He's got to drill him to start the game.
Drill him?
Yes. If you're
just to put him on so that who's batting second? Because Judge is third.
Ben Rice.
Right? So Ben Rice can go yard?
No, that's not what you're thinking. You're thinking, all right.
Because you got to pitch to him because Judge is protecting him.
That's true. You're going to put a guy on base for Judge.
You're right.
I'm just saying, Grisham owns him.
You're putting up a crooked number quick.
Aaron Judge against Jacob DeGrom. 1-for-5 with 2 strikeouts. So nothing really. Just not a big sample size. We went over this yesterday. Like DeGrom and the Yankees, they haven't faced each other a lot.
No.
I even forgot that DeGrom faced the Yankees as a Ranger a year and a half ago, and it was actually his last start before he went on the injured list with the Tommy John surgery, and now he's back, and he's pitching really well.
Right.
So this is going to be a big challenge for the Yankees tonight facing Jake. I'm actually pumped up about it. Like tonight is such an awesome sports night. DeGrom against the Yankees, the Mets trying to avoid a sweep, and then obviously the main event, game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. But the Yankee game, the Met game, like I'm fired up. Are you into the DeGrom thing, Tommy, or are you over it?
I could care less.
Really?
It doesn't do anything for me.
Really?
Now, maybe it's because the Knicks are playing tonight and we got to get our Mets back on track, but it does nothing for me, him pitching in Yankee Stadium. Not into it at all.
Interesting. Connor, does it do it? You're a Yankee fan. Is there any interest in DeGrom, or is it like, whatever, just some good pitcher we're facing?
Just some good pitcher. It's pretty much it.
Wow. I'm on my own island then. I'm sorry. I apologize
well,
to
because
the
you have a history with Jacob DeGrom.
Well, I think every Met fan does.
Exactly. So it means something to you. But to every other fan of any other team, it's kind of like, okay, whatever.
Interesting. If the Knicks weren't playing tonight, I was going to be at Yankee Stadium.
But speaking of, Pete Hoffman's there.
I know.
So, at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah. So it'll be a good Rico tonight because neither one of the hosts are going to be watching the Met game. They're going to be locked in on Jake. One of them's at the place. And Evan's going to be watching the Knicks and DeGrom.
I'll be watching the Met game. I got to figure out tonight because I'm on DVR with the Mets because they start very early, which is why we're off S&Y in a couple minutes.
Right.
And so when I'm on DVR with the Mets, I don't like starting other things that are live because I don't want it to spoil me. Mm. But the Knicks on TNT is not going to spoil me.
No.
Because it's not like they're going to flash up a Mets score. So I think I should be okay to be behind on the Met game and then live on the Knicks game, which I plan on being.
Evan.
What?
If for once.
Hold on, the Mets game starts at 6?
6:45.
45?
Yeah.
The Knicks game isn't until 8.
I know, but I don't start the Met game until 8 o'clock because it takes me time to get home to put my kids to sleep. I eat some
dinner. You just listen to it?
No, I watch it. I watch every game, man. You know the way I go.
You can't do picture-in-picture, two games at once kind of thing?
I can't.
Three games at once?
Not when it's delayed.
No, but remember, I'm starting the Met game an hour and 20 minutes late. So when I start the game, I'm on DVR. Mm. When I start the Knick game, I'm live because the Knicks start at 8 o'clock. What I'm saying is I don't want something from the Knick game to spoil something from the Met game that's an hour and 15 minutes old. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I just don't know why you can't just listen to it.
Because I want to watch every pitch.
They're going to tell you what happens on every pitch.
You desperately need to grow up.
Because that's the way you know what, T? I'm a baby. That's just who I am. I want to see every pitch.
I hear you, but you're just complicating your life unnecessarily.
It's not that complicated. Goodbye, SNY. Baseball Night in New York is presented by Tri-State Cadillac. Coming up next on SNY. Speaking of which, I completely forgot. Hmm. Sal was back. I asked him if the NL East was over.
And?
So I'm a little bit late. You have the audio ready? Ladies and gentlemen, it's another edition of Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Hey Sal Licata, is the NL East over?
Game and a half back now. Is the NL East over?
I think this bit is over.
Shut up!
You'd be an idiot.
The NL East is over!
Now, Sal does bring up an interesting point. The Mets are now behind by a game and a half. Should the bit now be dead, or should I continue to annoy him every day and ask him if the NL East is over?
I think you have to put it on pause until the Mets are back in first place.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I think you have to.
See, I lean towards, all I'm asking is the NL East over? I'm not saying, is it over for the Mets? So I'm going to still ask him, and he can answer however he wants, and maybe someday he's going to say.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah.
Because if the Phillies get up by 15 games,
he's going to say it's over.
He's going to say it's over. And he's going to be despondent about it. And it's going to be a complete flip of the original intent of the question.
Now, as much as he's now annoyed with me for continuing to ask this, I can still ask it.
Yes.
Like, he may curse me out, but I'm still going to try. So, Sal, tomorrow, be ready. I'm going to ask if the NL East is over. I can't wait. Let's go.
I quit!
No, you can't do that. Let's go to John in Staten Island. Hey, John.
Hey, Evan, Tiki. Thanks for taking the call. Love you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I got to advocate for my borough a little bit here. I know we're forgotten here in Staten Island, you know, and, you know, we try and secede from the city every 20, 30 years. So the Knicks are doing this bar takeover thing. I got the email today promoting it. And so I'm like, all right, you know, let's see what bars we're doing. You know, let's see what we got on Staten Island. So I got like 16 bars in Manhattan. And then I see a bunch of bars in Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, and then three bars in New Jersey.
Hmm.
Nothing in Staten Island.
That's brutal.
And I'm like,
that is bad.
You know, we probably have the best like Nets fan ratio in the city. I think we have one. Like, we're all Knicks fans. And I think I know him too. I think I know that.
You're funny.
Like, you know. It's just, I don't know why they do this. And, you know, because I'm not leaving the borough. I'm not driving to Jersey either.
What do they do?
Why don't you just go to one of the bars and create one yourself?
I mean, we're going to do that. You know, some of the bars are going to be crazy.
Well, do you know what the bar takeovers are? Like, I've read about it and I've heard about it. I just don't know what they do. Like, what happens at these places?
So it was like a cross promotion with, I think, like Michelob Ultra or something like that. And so they go in, they probably send, like, they have giveaways and stuff like that, and they're just trying to, it's cross-promotion between Michelob and the Knicks.
Oh, so don't blame the Knicks, blame the sponsor.
Yeah, I think it's just anti-Staten Island. I mean, I hate to answer it that way, and I feel bad for you. As much as I playfully mock Staten Island, it's a wonderful borough, and I don't think that the Knicks, who have the gall to have T-shirts that say for the boroughs, should ignore one of them. I mean, they should not ignore Staten Island. It is a borough. I do agree with him. Like, my sense of Staten Island is that is really Knicks country. I know everything is Knicks country, but at least in Brooklyn, you'll find a handful of Nets fans. But in Staten Island, it is...
hapless Nets.
You didn't have to do that, but thank you. I think it's just disrespect to Staten Island. Now, one thing the Knicks are also doing is they've also had those outdoor watch parties.
Yes.
They're not doing that tonight. Instead, what they're doing is they're inviting people inside Radio City Music Hall. They're asking for a $10 fee. That will go to the Garden of Dreams Foundation. And it's a live watch party inside Radio City. And they're not doing it outside.
So are there concessions? Are there like
yes.
vendors set up inside?
So, yeah, I think
so. It's going to feel like a party as opposed to a sit-down event?
Yeah, I think it's going to feel like... I mean, honestly, I don't know. Would you go to that, Tommy? You should go.
I think the reason... I mean, it makes sense that they're doing it because it's raining. So
That's not the reason.
I don't. I mean, it's probably not. But
you know the reason.
Why?
Because the Knicks fans are hooligans.
What does that have to do
with
it?
They're jumping on light.
Drunks.
So? If somebody, you know, it's Darwinism, right?
You're right. That's a good way to look at it, but I think they want to avoid the colossal potential disaster that would be people climbing poles.
After game one?
Yes.
After the first half.
Am I wrong to not assume that the reason they're going indoors is, A, they're making money.
Why would they not do that in climb to the rafters of Radio City?
It's probably going to be more civilized inside.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
Look, people are going to still party on 7th Avenue. Don't get me wrong. I just think that this is an attempt to limit the craziness.
It's an attempt, but you're not getting the Rockettes crowd. I mean, this is still going to be Knick fans. But I think you're right. I think they're trying to create a little separation. Now, I think ultimately everyone will meet up anyway, but I think they're trying to create a little separation from the Knick fans on the streets tonight.
Oh, no doubt. That's how I read it. I read it as they're trying to say, hey, we don't want just random people on the street outside of Madison Square Garden. It was a cool setup. It looked good.
Yeah.
Now, will you go to Radio City, Tommy?
I am under this. I'm not reporting this, but my sources tell me it is sold out tonight.
What if, as a season ticket holder, which I am, I paid for your $10 ticket to go in a Radio City?
I would pay you the $10.
Oh, would you?
No, I would not. I would pay you the $10.
That's really nice.
I think it's cool. I think it's a great idea, to be honest with you. I thought the whole watch party thing in general, we talk about the ticket prices. So I think being now Radio City, obviously a little away from it, but I think it allows the fan that can't drop $700 to be a part of the celebration in that moment on the streets, which is sometimes just as fun as being inside and watching the game. So I think it's super cool they're doing that.
Oh, it's definitely
and for a good cause, great cause.
It's definitely a cool atmosphere. I mean, I think when you're with anybody who is like-minded in terms of fandom and it's a big game, there's just a lot of excitement. Now, I want to say this carefully because it is still very expensive. But the prices for game one have come down greatly. Greatly. And I'll tell you something that annoys me, because I know this for a fact.
Right.
Right now, tonight's game is not sold out. Now, you hear that and you're like, what are you talking about? It's not. Like, if you go to the Ticketmaster website, if it is red, that means it's resale. If it's blue, it means it's coming from Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. It's coming from the Knicks.
So they're available.
So they are available. Now, I want to walk you through something that I know, again, for a fact, because I'm a season ticket holder. I sell my tickets. I'm also looking at potentially, you know, what these prices are.
Right.
I don't want to charge something too crazy. I want to put something out there so if I can't go, like I cannot go tonight, I can sell them. I'm going to game five. I'm going to game seven. I'm good. So in my area where I sit, face value from the Garden or from Ticketmaster 5 days ago was $1,200 a ticket.
Wow.
That was the face value.
That's a little steep.
A little steep, but I'm just
for
giving
the bridge,
you...
that's steep.
On the bridge, which I think is unbelievable. People talk about the bridge in a negative way. They probably have never been on the bridge. I think the bridge is one of the most underrated seats in all of New York sports. You hang over the action. There's a reason I sit there. I think it is awesome. So I'm getting sick of anyone who likes to badmouth it, because you don't know what you're talking about. And I take it personal. That's my home. That's my building. That's my seat.
I had a very good seat for the game.
He would probably badmouth it.
Yes.
So $1,200 was the face value. If you go on the Ticketmaster app right now from the Knicks, that same section's face value is $606. Now, granted, that's very expensive.
That is still
half
the price. And that's what's going on when you buy tickets to go to a Knicks game or really any event. It's called dynamic pricing. And dynamic pricing feels kind of crazy. Like, you're telling me 5 days ago with all the excitement in this city, you wanted to sit on the Chase Bridge, it was $1,200, and now it's $600? How would you feel if you just spent $1,200 4 days ago?
I think it's just real-time supply and demand.
I know. I don't like it, man.
I hear you, but the demand isn't there, at least not at that number. For game one, it's just not.
No, I totally get why it dropped.
The weekend is coming. It's Memorial Day. People and it's game one.
Teak, I'm not arguing that those prices shouldn't have dropped. It's just weird to me that somebody on Friday night literally spent $1,200 a ticket to sit on the Chase Bridge for game one. And now, through Ticketmaster, if you just go on the app, I'm there right now. I could buy it, $600 a ticket. Tommy, you got your credit card?
No, my wife has it. She's currently spending all our money.
Chase Bridge, first row, like right in front of my seat, $600. You want to do it?
When you say we, do you mean you?
No, I mean you. No,
when you say we, you mean you pay, I go. No. That's the we part of this?
No.
Like we're Tommy. You pay, I go. That's fine.
Okay. I ain't paying $600.
What do you mean?
What? My ticket doesn't even cost that much. They give season ticket holders a little bit of a discount. Ain't $600.
I don't want to touch the money, but you made a boatload last series. Now, you spent one for game five, and I thank you very much. I thank you on the air. I thank you off the air. I appreciate it. Stand-up guy. But you made a lot of money.
Why I made a lot of money? See, people don't understand.
The emotional hedging?
Nope. I'm planning on being a regular at Madison Square Garden starting for game five.
Oh, like really?
I'm in for the rest of the series and the rest of the run. I'll be at game five of the East Conference Finals. I'll be at game seven. And you damn right, I'm going to be at the NBA Finals. In my seats. In my building. On my bridge. You damn right. They're renaming it Evans Bridge. Have you heard about that one? No.
What? No, I've not heard.
That's not happening. So sometimes, and I think a lot of season ticket holders would understand this, and they'd probably yell at you, you make money so that when you pay your own money to go to games, it's paid for or at least dents the cost. Like, finals tickets are really expensive. I'm going to go. Well, if I go to every game, trust me, all that money I made the first round, gone.
Right.
See you later. And so that's what you do sometimes as a season ticket holder. Trust me, there are Knicks fans who had to make that decision where they're like, I can't go to every game, but I want to go, especially if they go on a deep run. And being Big Show Bob, I want to be there. I'm going to be there for the NBA Finals. That's the reason you get season tickets. You do it so that if in the event something magical happens, you're in the mix.
Yeah, I think friends of the show, Justin and Kerry, who are season ticket holders at the Garden, I believe that's what they're doing. They're selling these tickets.
Of course, that's what a lot of people do.
But it's tough. You're a fan. You want to go to the game. I know they were kind of conflicted on it. Want to be there, though, Tommy, for everything.
Let me speak to Knicks fans on this, because I'm not.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
IBO/radio host guy. I don't have emotion in this. Mm-hmm. Those decisions are rough. Having to decide to sell tickets because you think, hey, we may go to the finals and they're going to upcharge me so
yeah,
much.
You can't do that, though.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can do that.
You can, but you shouldn't.
What can you do, bro? These prices are crazy. Even for season ticket holders,
man. But if you're a
man,
season ticket Uber fan, and you're going to the finals, there's a reason that you have season tickets. You still get them at a discount. If you wanted to go, it's a massive discount relative to everybody else.
It's
not a season ticket.
But it's still expensive.
And if you get them, you can obviously, finals tickets, obviously move them.
Yeah.
Unlike the Eastern Conference Finals, some reason they're not high, even though they're still higher than face value, at least original face value. Finals tickets, you will be able to sell.
I think the reason why, 100% by the way, doesn't matter who the opponent is either. I think the reason why the get-in price is coming down, even though it is still really expensive, is that I think there are a lot of people who have to make that decision, such as, hey, I want to see the Knicks. I can't drop $500 multiple times to go see them. I think that's a part of it. I think the other part of it is people are just like, I'm going to watch the game at home, and I want to spend that money later.
Right.
Maybe it's a game 5 of this series or a game 7 of this series. So I think there's a variety of reasons why that happens. With that said, the prices are coming down. The get-in is still $500. It's not like it's $80. You know, you want to go to the Yankee game tonight, you can get in there at like $30 a pop or something like that. Let's go to Kenny in Staten Island. How are you, Kenny?
What's going on, guys? Levin, you're talking about watching games when you're on vacation. So listen to this scenario. So when the Knicks were playing the Pistons, I'm on a cruise ship off the coast of Italy with a 6-hour time difference, and I'm watching the games from basically 1 o'clock to 3:30 in the morning on my phone.
That's amazing.
on the balcony of a cruise ship over, you know, on the coast of Italy. So now, tomorrow, I'm leaving for Aruba, and, you know, these games are at 8 o'clock. I told my wife, we're moving all the dinner reservations. That is 7 o'clock, they're going to 6 o'clock. So I'm making maneuvers here.
Hey.
And obviously after dinner, I'll be at somewhere on the beach with a bar with a TV, watching the games with a bunch of other Knicks fans. And here's a funny story. The last time the Knicks were in the conference final, I was also in Aruba on my honeymoon.
Wow!
So
that's what are the odds of that? What are the odds of that?
I mean, very, very small, unless you planned it specifically.
Right. That's great. I think you can make the best of it when you're on vacation. I think, you know, jokes aside about don't plan vacation, it's about if you want to go to the games.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just watching the games on TV, you can always make good.
You can always find in an NBA championship level games. Always.
Always. And I think that the time change is very strange. Like, I'm going to Europe in about a month and a half. And the one thing I'm battling is watching the Met games. I'm going to watch the Met games. The Met games are going to start at 1 o'clock in the morning. And it's just, it is what it is.
Sorry, honey. I'm going to be up for the next 4 hours.
Well, the beauty of it is everybody's sleeping. So no one will ever have to know I'm watching the Mets.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, your wife will know.
Will she?
Yeah.
I crawl out of bed. That's exactly what's going to happen. And this was so out of nowhere and it was so shocking. But remember, the Oklahoma City Thunder pulled off a shocking trade right before free agency in 2019. That was the free agency where the Nets got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Mm. And then the Knicks pivoted towards Julius Randle. So we were all preoccupied with other things. The Oklahoma City Thunder decided to shockingly give up on Paul George. They traded him away a few years after they had acquired him from the Indiana Pacers. And the Clippers were shockingly signing Kawhi Leonard. And the way to get Kawhi Leonard was to trade for Paul George. And so they gave up 6 first-round draft picks, Danilo Gallinari, and a young 20-year-old who had 1 year in the NBA with the Clippers on a decent rookie season. His name was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And today, SGA won the MVP. And the Thunder are three wins away from the NBA Finals. And that's how the Thunder were built.
Right.
I mean, you talk about a trade. You talk about a trade. SGA, Filler and Gallinari, and six first-round draft picks for Paul George. Bravo.
Yeah.
Sam Presti, bravo.
Now, what did they use those six picks on? That's the question.
Oh, man, I got to go back.
Yeah,
you
have to go back and look.
One.
I'm not saying just off the top of your head, because how the hell would you know that? But it'd be interesting to see what they got for those six picks.
Believe it or not, I can actually give you the answer. The 2022 first-round pick they acquired turned into their second-best player, Jalen Williams. Mm. Oh, my God. So wait a second.
They crushed
Jalen Williams and SGA.
Right. Crushed this.
It probably goes down as one of the most lopsided trades in NBA history. And look, if the Clippers had won a title with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, it would have been worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We say that with the whole Bridges thing.
Well, everybody thought that was inevitable because Kawhi just won with the Raptors and, oh my God, you're pairing him with Paul George now.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is going to be amazing. And then neither one of them played, basically.
They had a tough time staying healthy. And unfortunately for the Clippers, they never got out besides, I guess, the pandemic year. They got to the semis. Mm. And they did get to the conference finals. But after that, they got knocked out in the first round every single year.
Yeah.
So it was a complete failure. But if the Clippers would have won an NBA title, I think it would have been like, yeah, that was worth it. Yes, they gave up a lot. Yes, they built another team.
Right.
That actually makes me feel good because I always think about how the Nets built the Celtics. Well, let's face it. The Clippers, in a lot of ways, built the Thunder.
Oh, in a lot of ways?
Yeah.
They really did build the Thunder.
And they still have so many more picks to add to that team. Let's get to some of your calls. Knicks fans, how are we feeling? We are about 2 hours away from Knicks Pacers game one. Remember, it's a lesson Joe B taught me many years ago. The Knicks have never won a best of seven series in which they lost the first game at home. So winning tonight is essential. Duke in Edison, New Jersey. How are we feeling, Duke?
All right. I've been a Knicks fan since 69. He compared that team to today. And what's the key for the Knicks to win this series?
In my opinion?
Yeah.
My opinion is defensively. It really starts there. We saw the good of the Knicks defensively against the Celtics. We also saw the bad. And I think their communication needs to be top-notch. Mm-hmm. They need to have active hands. They need to harass Tyrese Halliburton. They've got to not let him feel comfortable.
Right.
And they can't let the Pacers get into that crisp ball movement that they did so effectively in the last two rounds. So I think it starts with, can this team be the best of what it is defensively? We've seen signs of it, but can they consistently defend at a very high level? And I think that, to me, is the number one key if they're going to win this series.
I think a big thing, and it's hard to put credit on the Knicks, but the Boston Celtics won a championship a year ago by just bombing the heck out of everybody. The 3-point barrage of shooting. And for whatever reason, whether they were cold or just off, because of Knicks switching defense, the Celtics were terrible, except for one game shooting from 3-point range. And so if I'm the Knicks, that's the biggest focus, because the Indiana Pacers are going to do the same thing. Right, they're going to take a lot of three-pointers, and disrupting them is, I think, the biggest benefit or biggest way to get them uncomfortable. What they shoot against the Cavaliers, like 40-something percent from three-point range as a team?
Oh, yeah.
And so you got to disrupt their three-point shooting.
The craziest thing is Andrew Nemhard. Andrew Nemhard this year shot 29% from three, and in the postseason hit at a 50% clip.
Right.
I mean, they've hit their threes at a very high level through these first two rounds.
And even Halliburton in game five, the closeout game, he had 6 of 10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everybody is, they are not afraid to shoot from range.
Are you ready to make these predictions?
Of course.
I've been putting it off all day because I can't decide. I keep going back and forth on this, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So I need to buy some more time. So let's start with Sean Morash. Sean Morash, what's your pick for this series?
The Knicks in six.
Oh, we actually had audio of him?
Damn it.
I was just hoping Tommy was going to do fake Sean and make fun of him. All right, he picked Knicks in six. It is what it is.
The Knicks in six.
Hey, fake Sean.
Yes, yes, listen.
What do you think about this Knicks series?
Listen to me, Knicks fans. You know what? This is what's going to happen.
Indiana in four.
Wow.
Tiki Barber.
Knicks in five.
Knicks in five. Okay.
I almost went sweep.
Wow. After all that research, you went and you looked at the, you went in the lab and you watched tape and you came away with a Knicks in five.
I trust stars.
All right. Tommy Lugauer.
I've waited a very long year for this moment. And I told you last series the Knicks were the uncrowned champions. I said that for a year, and that ended up being true because they made, in my mind, quick work of the Celtics. And here we are a year later, and remember, the Knicks, they didn't lose to the Pacers last year.
Oh, here we go again.
They lost to attrition.
Yeah.
And I will never forget that. The Knicks will never forget that. And they will get their revenge. We, our city, our basketball team will get their revenge this year. Now, I do have great respect for this Pacer team. They have been playing lights out basketball. I think Turner, Siakam are two of the most underrated players in the league. It will not be easy. It will not be a sweep. It will not be a gentleman's sweep. But I got something even better for you, Knicks fans. Because I gave you it in six last series, and there was a reason I gave it to you in six. It's because I wanted everybody to have that moment, Madison Square Garden, to celebrate. So we are going to have a fantastic, back-and-forth, fun series. The kind of series Evan hates because of the agita, but the kind of series we love as sports fans. Edge of your seats, biting your fingernails. But ultimately, the Knicks will move on to the NBA Finals. The Knicks will win this series in seven games. And you could take it to the bank. Because they have dudes, they have dogs, and Evan Roberts! They're gonna do damage. Okay. Damage.
Okay. Knicks in seven. So we got Sean Morass, Knicks in six. Tiki Barber, Knicks in five. Loogie, Knicks in seven. This is the problem. I sat here for 2 days in the lab, like going through every possibility of how this series could play out.
Let's go Knicks.
Watching tape, watching film, trying to actually give a balanced opinion on what's going to happen.
Let's go Knicks.
And the thing I keep running into is I don't trust everyone at this radio station.
Why?
I can't trust that every single person to a T has picked the New York Knicks. And I get why. You're all fans. Like, I respect that. I got no issue with all the Knicks fans who work here, basically everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God bless you. What are you going to do? You're going to come on New York Sports Talk Radio and say, Pacers in six? But I learned a lesson.
But I'm not a rabid fan.
You're not. You were being independent. That's why I didn't include you in this. I include BT and Gio and Big Mac and Tommy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
They're all Knicks fans, and I get it. But I learned a lesson years ago. I'll never forget it. It was the day after the Yankees lost to the Red Sox in the wild card series, wild card game. Craig Carton, of all people, you want to learn a sports lesson from Craig Carton? Craig said, you know, I don't really have a good Craig imitation. Right. You know, when everybody was picking the Yankees, we should have known better. Why was everyone such a homer? Do you remember that?
I do.
It meant, like, when he said that, I was like, he's so right. Like, why did we all talk ourselves into that? And we did it because, well, we're New Yorkers, a lot of people are Yankee fans, and you just believe something because you wanted it to happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that's happening right now. I think the Knicks had such a wonderful performance against Boston, which deserves all the credit in the world, that we have now convinced ourselves that no matter what the Pacers have also accomplished, which is pretty impressive,
right,
destroying Cleveland the way they did, that this will be easy. And I don't think it'll be easy. I think Tommy hit on something. I think this is going seven. I think there's going to be a seventh game of the Eastern Conference Finals at Madison Square Garden. And yes, I'm going to be there. And I can't wait to be there. And so the part of me that sided with the Knicks winning this thing in seven was, well, it's in their own building. They're looking for revenge. And from a basketball standpoint, Jalen Brunson, he's the best player on the floor. I will argue that with anybody. And I think no one would argue with me because it's true. Like, Pascal Siakam has championship experience, and he can be a closer. He's been a closer, but he's not the closer. Same thing with Tyrese Halliburton. But what I'm going to trust about why Indiana's got a real shot to take this in a seventh game mm-hmm. is they are deeper. They have more chemistry. They've been together longer. And they've just got a really good roster with a championship caliber coach. And at the end of the day, I've said something to all of you as a fan. I've said, I'll never pick the Mets to win a World Series because I can't see it. I'll never pick the Nets to win an NBA Finals because I can't see it. I'll never pick the Jets to win a Super Bowl because I can't see it. I'd be a damn hypocrite if I didn't stay consistent. I can't see the Knicks going to the NBA mm-hmm. Finals. The NBA Finals? Let's go Knicks. Can we really see that? Can we picture a world in which the NBA Finals is occurring at Madison Square Garden? Dude, 1999 is a million years ago. I'm sorry. It's the same thing I've said about the teams I love. I can't see it. Pacers in seven. What?
Hater.
How is that a hater? I'm consistent with my love of my team.
Hater.
I took my love.
The Nets still in the league.
It has nothing to do with them. I took my love and spread it to the Knicks is what I say about my teams. Everything's the same. And yet, look, Vernon Atlanta thinks I'm hating on the Knicks. How am I hating on the Knicks? I'm treating you like mine.
Kevin, you know what, man? You, every day, your show be so good. You, Tiki, Lugie, and Sean. You know why it be so good? Because you're always talking about my team. You don't never talk about J-E-T-S. You never talk about M-E-T-S. You never talk about, what's it about? Yeah. And Yankee. Yeah. All the time. You know what I'm saying? But I tell you what, Evan. Yes. I tell you what.
Yes.
You want to go to game seven just to troll, but it's not going that far. And I came on the show, your show, BTM show, and said that the Knicks going to win the championship this year. Because I don't pick games, but I'm going to pick it this time. The Knicks going to win at five. You know why?
Why?
Indiana ain't what y'all say they are, and Reggie Miller is their jinx. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez, that's a
good point, Bert.
All right, we'll see. We'll
hey, that's
see.
Fair.
Look, I admit this. I think this is a very tough series to call. Like, it is so evenly matched. Like, I think the Knicks have a greater upside than the Indiana Pacers. I like the fact that the Pacers are a battle-tested team who played together. Other than Mathurin, who's a big addition to this roster, this is the same unit mm-hmm. that competed against the Knicks a year ago. These guys are battle-tested from a year ago. They know what it's like to walk into Madison Square Garden and win the seventh game. And so that gives me edge Indiana. What gives me edge Knicks is looking at the best of the New York Knicks, like we saw on Friday, like we've seen at times, I think the best of the Knicks is better than the best of the Pacers. I think if the Knicks play their best brand of basketball, they'll win this series. But that's why I'm so conflicted about the whole thing. And then the revenge thing. You know what turns me off about the revenge stuff?
What?
The New York Yankees and the Houston Astros. That's what turns me off about that. Because I fought that so hard in 2019. I fought that so hard when they met again in 2022. Like, I believed, of course they're going to finally beat the Astros. And they never did. Like, sometimes the revenge actually never happens. I'm so sorry, we got to take a break. I apologize. We got off on a tangent.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.